Please. I would like to begin this afternoon's program . Thank you very much. My name is Charles Kessler. I'm a member of the Philadelphia Society, and it is my pleasure to bring to order our luncheon program today. It's my happy task to introduce to you this afternoon the distinguished Professor Harry V. Jaffa. Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. This is not the slogan of the Schwarzenegger campaign, but words uttered by Barry Goldwater almost 40 years ago and put in his hands by one of his speechwriters, Harry Jaffa. 40 years ago, Harry Jaffa was at the center of the Goldwater Revolution, the Goldwater campaign that would sweep to victory in a limited number of southern states. But that would, in fact, plant seeds and begin to bring to fruition, of course, seeds that in 1980 would mark a great consummation and a great victory. At the time, the remarks that Barry Goldwater uttered were regarded as controversial. A defense of extremism from the floor of the GOP nominating convention. Of course, if you looked carefully at the logic and the argument that Goldwater was making, you would have found your way through, to some common sense, even Aristotelian philosophical principles. As one of Harry's friends told him memorably, there was nothing wrong with Goldwater's speech that 10,000 carefully chosen words could not have explained. Well, Harry Jaffa has given us 10 times 10,000, actually many more than that, carefully chosen words about the American founding, and in particular about the relation between the American founding and the conservative movement. He has been on the frontiers of scholarship in regard to both of these areas, and not just a scholar, but also a doer in regard to the recovery of the meaning of American conservatism and of its political success. Harry was a student of English literature when he began at Yale University. His love of Shakespeare has stayed with him all his life. Some of his greatest essays have been on literary subjects, Tom Sawyer, Shakespeare, Chaucer, and others. But his life was fundamentally changed, I suppose you could say, when he discovered Professor Leo Strauss, then teaching at the New School. Harry received his PhD from the New School, but did not stop studying with Strauss at that point, following him, as it were, to Ohio, where Harry was teaching at Ohio State and Chicago was at, and sorry, Strauss was at Chicago. And between his auditing of courses that Strauss taught at Chicago and the courses that Harry had himself taken from Strauss at the New School, Harry reckons that he took 19 courses from Professor Leo Strauss. Applying this wisdom, Harry has helped to invigorate the American right and to illuminate the pages of National Review, the Claremont Review of Books, and many other periodicals of the right. And of course, he helped to found and to inspire the founding of the Claremont Institute, for whom he serves now as a distinguished fellow. He is most famous, I suppose, and justly so, for his books. Let me mention just three of them. His first published work was called Thomism and Aristotelianism. It was a painstaking commentary on Thomas Aquinas' commentary on Aristotle's Nicomachean Ethics. In it, Harry disentangled Christianity and classical natural right and classical political science, took Christianity and Aristotelianism apart, and showed where they, not only where they converged, but also importantly where they diverged. In his Crisis of the House Divided, published in 1959, a tour de force of interpretive skill, Harry Jaffa not only illuminated the Lincoln-Douglas debate as no one else has or had at the time, but he also showed how Lincoln and the founders converged and diverged. This was one of his themes in that book. And just 3 years ago, about 40 years from the publication of his first work on Abraham Lincoln, Harry Jaffa published the second volume, the long-promised second volume, entitled A New Birth of Freedom, which was also, in its own way, a powerful and original account of the significance of Abraham Lincoln and the meaning of the American founding. Perhaps most remarkably visible in this book was the way that Harry put together what in his previous books he had taken apart, and where once he had taken such efforts to distinguish Christianity from Aristotelianism, and then to distinguish Abraham Lincoln from the American founders. In this book, he ties Lincoln to the founding and both to the progress of Christianity across the face of the world. This kind of epic world sweep is characteristic of his works and one of the great joys of his scholarship. Now, I cannot introduce him without remarking, of course, that Harry has become somewhat well known for his penchant of criticizing his fellow conservatives. In fact, it would be hard to name a conservative who has not received at least one letter from Harry Jaffa containing advice. But I think it is possible and proper to make a defense of Harry's contentiousness. There's no doubt that he's a pain. There's no doubt that he's difficult. But it's also the case that he's bracing and thought-provoking and indispensable. Harry knows from his studies of Aristotle many years ago that friendship is dear, but truth dearer. And so in upbraiding his friends, he tries, of course, to uphold the truth above all. But it's also the case, in a defense of him that has not been, I think, as widely circulated, that sometimes it's only a friend who will tell you the truth about yourself, only a friend who will dare speak to you about certain weaknesses or difficulties in your own position and in your own argument that friends might normally cover up and only enemies would bring to light in the worst and most malicious sort of sense. Or, as Harry might say on this whole range of subjects, moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a great pleasure for me to introduce Professor Harry Jaffa.